Hey, happy day. Before I get into the realities of life, which can be depressing politically and otherwise, let me share a story with you that a viewer sent us just the other day, and it's kind of cute, and here it goes. A wife said to her husband, "Do you mind going down to the store and doing some shopping for me? All I need is one carton of milk, and if they have avocados, get six." A little while later, the husband came back and he unloaded the bag, and there were six cartons of milk. And the wife said, "Why did you buy six cartons of milk?" And he replied, "They had avocados." My work here is done. Now we get to the real stuff. In the old days, you know, you knew who was in charge, who wanted to be in charge at least. You had to bow, and they had crowns on their heads and all kinds of things. I mean, tyrants are easy to spot then. Now, not so much. They kind of hide behind emails and corporate structures and so on. So, you know what? But it's still the same. There's all this tyranny going on with different people, and these people have money just like the kings and queens of old, and it's a little bit disturbing, you know, and they're trying to recreate everything into their image, and again, that's disturbing in itself. And hate speech as an example, what is hate speech? By its own definition, it's subjective, right? Hate is an emotion. And emotions are not rational, and everybody has a little hate now and again. I hate that horse because it just kicked me in the leg, right? I mean, so is that a crime? I mean, again, it's an emotion, and it's verbiage. Your mouth opens and stuff kind of comes out. And you know, there's a blurring of lines that these bad guys, the guys in power with the crowns that you can't see, that they pick at all of the time. Something that is hateful turns into something I don't like, and then simply becomes anything I disagree with. And they don't agree with anything unless you are like them and have an opinion. It's got to be like mine. It's a little weird and it's a little bit scary, but it's going on everywhere in the world. All of these commie guys and socialist people swing over to Canada now, and these people are on steroids with regard to socialism and that journey. They want to get there as quick as they can, they being the current administration. The Canadian Mortgage and Housing Corporation recently has announced they're giving $250,000 to an advocacy group, an organization, to research ways to improve housing affordability, right? It's going to focus on wealth generated by rising home values, which means that the government gets a piece of that. It's a home equity tax. It's another tax. So that's what they're looking at. You know, governments are a little bit goofy, right? I mean, how come prices of housing are high? I mean, we need to get them lower, so let's participate in that and be their partners. Again, it's a communist thing when you drill into it. That's all it is. I mean, how do you make houses affordable? You don't have to pay me any money, and I can tell you, save your $250,000. You're in the way. When it takes many, many months to get a permit and you have all of these hoops to jump through, it costs money. I mean, wow, that's the problem. Government is the problem. Nothing else is the problem, just them. Taxes, fees, and bureaucracy, red tape. It's being protected from ourselves by these people that have no clue what they're doing. And then they stand back and say, "Hey, we got to get the prices lower." We can't. So we're going to take part of your profit because that'll help. All that's going to do is pass on higher prices yet again. I mean, you know what? You got the inmates running the asylum. Craziness. Now, Ottawa. Further to that, recently, I think it was a couple of years ago now, they had this big summit in Quebec, and that was the kind of the famous one. President Trump, I think he left the day after being there a day or something like that. In any event, the administration in Ottawa, the prime mistake, Trudeau, I mean, it's his country now. It's his piggy bank, and everyone kind of goes to him and says, "What about this?" And the guy couldn't run a two-person parade. But he's running the nation, right? And here's just a case in point. They needed some cars. So they went out and they bought 631 brand new vehicles just for this summit. How long does the summit last? A couple of days. I don't know. Two, three, four, pick a time. But then they sold them just the other day. They sold them. The deal's done now and they got $19.5 million, but it cost them $23. So do that math. So that's $3.5 million of cost to have these cars. Maybe you should have rented them. Oh, better yet, why wouldn't you go out to the citizenry and say, "You poor little people, affordable housing, you need more money," and tell you what, we'll rent your cars. We'll give you $1,000 a day. And go to the rich people too. You'd get Mercedeses, you'd get Escalades. The cars are not going to be used hard. It's kind of a semi-privilege, and you get $1,000 a day. Let's use that as a formula, as an example. So $631,000 a day. Do that for 2 or 3 days, and you're still up a couple of $1 million, and you don't have to go through the pain of buying and selling, writing checks and getting checks back, and probably in the middle somebody sold something anyway. That makes too much sense. These are the people that are running your country. How do you like that? These same people now have said, we're going to give away another $5.8 billion because of this virus business going on. It's for related contracts for personal protection, gear, and so on. But we're not going to tell you who we gave the contracts to. It's typical. These are a bunch of thieves. I mean, who's stealing today? Probably somebody stealing lots of money, almost $6 billion, and they won't tell you who they gave it to. Here's another example. A company in Quebec has been awarded $134 million in a sole-sourced federal order to manufacture equipment, again, for COVID. They got a 10-year contract. 10 years. Where's the genius that said this is going to continue on for 10 years? I just heard another genius the other day say it might go on for another two. Duh, I even doubt that. But another 10 years, and they don't have a factory. No factory, no problem. The governor of Quebec said, we'll lend you $4 million to go build a factory. Or lend or give, I'm not too sure which. It's a give anyway, no matter how you slice it. So now they're going to build a factory, and they get $133,486,868 million. Do you believe those numbers? I'll bark like a fox if those are accurate, because they lie, they steal, they're terrible people in this citizenry. It's paying for this thing each and every day. You know what? There's actually no, a lot of that is masks, okay? There's really no universal agreement yet that masks actually work, but it's about a control thing. And now you have government people saying, y'all got to wear a mask even in your house by yourself. How dare you? I mean, this overreach is unbelievable. It's another restriction. There's never enough to protect us from ourselves. That's the socialist way. They don't have a mind to go out and kind of create value or wealth. All they can do is transfer from the rich to the poor, so the blah, blah. It goes on and on. But now they're saying, even if you're in your own home, you have to wear a mask. I see people driving by themselves in a car with a mask on, and it always makes me kind of laugh, like, who are you protecting? You know, but they want to make sure we don't eat chocolate bars and sugary drinks because we're fat. And health ministers often are fat, that they're telling us that. The whole thing is screwed up. We need help. We need help. Mainstream media's power to influence is supposed to be kind of going away. They say that nearly 9 in 10 people in North America now see bias. No kidding. Do you think? And you know, but even though they say 90% of the people say that they're not influenced by the left-wing press, by the mainstream press, I don't buy that, because you're influenced even when you don't know you are. You know, your neighbor has bodies buried in the yard. Yeah, right. And but yet, next week when you're driving and you see him gardening and he's digging, and what's he doing? Putting one in or taking one out? You're influenced. There's subliminal stuff goes on. So the mainstream media, they're just like those guys that are fooling around with houses. The most important job on earth, in the world, on the planet, is to be the president of the United States of America. And here you've got Joe Biden. He's decided now to hire, effectively, a vice president exclusively on the basis of race and gender. I want a black woman. That's insulting. That's wrong. It's illegal. Yes, it is. You can't do that kind of stuff, and nobody's giving pushback. I'm surprised that President Trump hasn't done this. I guess maybe it's a battle that some of his advisors, who we don't listen to that often anyway, have said, don't wade into this one because it's women and it's black and blah, blah. But that's just so wrong. She's a heartbeat away from being the leader of having the most important job in the entire world. Hey, and you know what? I'm right. I'm never wrong, I'm right, right on, right for rights, right you are, right power, right left, right wrong, but I repeat myself, it's the right thing to do, good right. See ya.